Belly up to the bar, you've just entered the baddest biker bar in the investment world. This is the Danger Zone. Yes, welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we get the latest take from the experts at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do it by bringing together discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting. They dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up. Frequently, they find that the skin-deep level is misleading. If it's misleading and it works in your favor, well, that would make something attractive. But if it's working against you, where you might be fooled into buying something that's about to crater, that is dangerous. David Trainer is president and founder at New Constructs. You can get more information on the firm at newconstructs.com. David, great to have you back on Money Life.
It is great to be back, Chuck.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Quantum Computing Incorporated.
Quantum Computing Incorporated. It is ticker symbol QUBT. This is a stock that, well, talk about a wild trajectory. It was like a penny stock just a couple of months ago. It became a darling of Wall Street, and it's now been kind of taking a bit of a haircut. But what makes it dangerous now? Because it's already well off its peak.
Yeah, Chuck, this company is still pricing in a rather extraordinarily strong turnaround. I think it's just looking sort of to trade on the whole quantum computing thing. But I think, you know, what I really want to kind of do a deep dive in here is what we've been doing more recently is just showing in a training session video where we use our reverse DCF model, the stuff that we talk about all the time in these conversations. And again, these blog posts are free to our listeners here today, but we show exactly sort of the math and the process for quantifying what the future performance of the stock has to be to justify the price. And we just kind of go through it. And we do some cool stuff like showing what the implied revenues are and the implied return on invested capital. What we see when we're looking at Quantum Computing Inc. is just an absolute, even to justify just $10 a share. And I think on Friday, I think the stock was going back up over that. But just to justify that, you're talking about an extraordinary turnaround in the business because the business does not look good now. I mean, it's got a negative 31% return on invested capital, negative economic and negative accounting earnings. In fact, the accounting earnings are worse than the economic earnings. But the stock price is more than reflecting what we think to be a best case scenario. And that specifically means 6 years of revenue growth at over 250% compounded annually, while also improving the return on capital from negative 31% to 164%, which is higher than Google, Meta, Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, and Amazon. So the message here in some ways is, you know, don't fall for these narratives. I think that's a common message from us.
Yeah, it is a common message from you. This stock, perhaps a little bit more uncommon because frequently you're looking at things that, you know, they've been long-term stories. In the case of quantum computing, again, it's ticker QUBT. Nobody ever heard of this stock just a couple of months ago. And then Amazon, I believe, made a statement about, hey, we're doing a bunch of stuff with quantum. I don't know if it's computing is the right word, but quantum technologies, if you will. A number of stocks that do, the companies that do what quantum computing does just kind of popped almost just because they had the name quantum in the name. Like it was literally that big a thing.
Yeah. And I don't even know if these guys honestly do any quantum computing because, you know, when you look on their site, you look them up. I mean, they're talking more about photonic technology, foundry services. Yeah.
Yeah. It's apparently what they do is provide stuff that helps other people do quantum computing. Like I read some things about contracts and some of the stuff that they were providing. I'm not sure, again, this may be that people misunderstand the technology, but we're in such a technology-driven world that they're far from the only company. I mean, look at the growth we've seen at the highest ends of the market, but this was a stock that, again, if you're going from one and change to about 20 in a matter of weeks or what have you, something's going on there. And I guess the message would always be, even if you want to think about being a hold on for dear life, or like some people talk about with Bitcoin, you'd be saying, if you get that lucky, take a bunch of profits off the table regardless, wouldn't you?
You know, absolutely. And I think it's a game of chicken when in this market, whether you're talking crypto, you're talking meme coins or meme stocks, quantum stocks, AI stocks. And I want to remind people about a couple of things. And one is, look, Wall Street has inside information. They get payment for order flow. And there's recent information. There's recent news here that actually the dark pool trading has more volume than the on-exchange trading, right? That's the backroom trading that Wall Street insiders enjoy, where they can have their own price discovery and know what's going to happen in a stock or set a price without the public exchanges knowing. So as we're always, you know, Chuck, I think a common theme here has always been, look, just know what you're up against for these stocks. And, you know, I know what you're going to ask me next, you know, at some point here is like, so how low can it go? And when is it going to happen? You know, the answer to when is the same as always. My crystal ball's in the shop. But I do want to introduce a new idea that we've had here recently, new constructs. It stems from the fact that I think we can all acknowledge these days that there are forces out there, typically people who would rather see the United States do poor than better, just China, Russia, right? We know that they're enemies. And we know that they spend a lot of time and money pushing narratives, pushing ideas, pushing advertising that are bad for our country, whether it's COVID, whether it's election interference, whether it's all kinds of political stuff. And I would submit to you, Chuck, that I think the same thing happens in the stock market. Because one of the most important and strongest parts of the United States of America is our capital markets. It's our ability to take a small amount of capital and make it into a big capital. It's our ability to innovate, to create value. That's what's made the United States the best, greatest, strongest country in the world. So to the extent they can undermine the efficiency of that market, they're hitting us right in the face. They're punching us in the face. And so I think that there are a lot of narratives out there that are purposely pushed to push certain stocks way up, because the more they can get Americans to misallocate capital to bad companies, the worse off we are as a country long term.
Okay, but David, doesn't that mean that in a case like this one, even with your crystal ball in the shop, you can answer the question of how low this one could go? Because this one, couldn't it go all the way to zero? Like, this stock was damn close to zero 3 months ago.
Yeah, I mean, the economic book value per share is -$2. It's a highly unprofitable business. I think what we're seeing in AI, it's like primordial soup. We don't know who the winners are going to be. And so, look, I'm not here to say I know enough about this company to say it's completely faking it and they'll never have any success, but it's a gamble. It's like a biotech stock. And if that's what you're up for, go for it. But I would be careful. Because right now, yeah, you're looking at a negative, you know, negative economic book value, negative no growth value. And even at $10 a share, you're talking about extraordinary improvements in profitability and revenue growth. Just absolutely extraordinary. Is that out of the realm of possibility for a quantum computing company? I can't say that or not for sure, but this wouldn't be the place I'd play. There's just no reason. You know, and I think one of the big takeaways too about Chuck, about us and new constructs, we're not gamblers. We're not here to like chase crazy stuff. There are too many other great stocks with great risk reward out there to invest in to take this kind of risk.
And that's why QUBT, quantum computing, is this week's pick for the Danger Zone. David, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for joining me.
It's great to be with you, Chuck. Thanks for having me.
That's David Trainer. He is founder and president at New Constructs. Follow them online at newconstructs.com. Dig into their research and everything they've got there. And you can follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. David's there too. He is at The Real D Train 37. And we are heading for home on this edition of Money Life. Up next, it's market call time. Craig Gaventer, Managing Director of Portfolio Strategies at GYL Financial Synergies, is here talking stocks when we come back in just a moment. Stick around.